Fenzoy, yes, I mean, of always banned, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club, brought to you by City Music. For all your music needs, head to 9299 Watson Road.
Oh, I love this feature. Let's do it. Dan Dirkholtz out tonight because he had a book signing and probably has writer's cramp at this point as people were lining up at Subterranean Books on Del Mar picking up copies of his latest runaway hit, Rock and Roll Myths. But he'll return to the fold next week. With us now, Slammin' Sammy Sound.
Yay.
Bringing the local music home to us. Hello, Samantha Fisher.
Hello, my darling friend.
How are you?
I'm fab. How are you?
Fabulous.
Fab.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Let's start with the Play It Forward. You know, the other thing that you do, getting instruments in the hands of kids that wouldn't otherwise have a chance to play music, and you've done some amazing work over the years.
Thank you.
I don't have a documentary made about me. There you go.
That says it all, doesn't it?
All right. So what have you gotten in as of late?
Well, we haven't picked up any instruments, but I've been delivering a lot because we've had so many come in. So we've been passing them out now.
Right.
And I met with Damian Martin, which I know that think that you know him.
Yes.
And sent him down to Music Folk in Webster, where we pre-purchased some things, and he went in there and picked them up. He was very ecstatic about that. And this afternoon, I met with a guy named Ken, who runs Making Music Matters, and he was seeking violins and guitars, so I dropped a few off for him today. Loving it.
He's playing Santa Claus.
I love it.
It is great fun.
Yeah. And we've got some shows coming up. Ernie's 32 Degrees on Manchester,
mm-hmm.
The big Halloween party costume, and $1 off every cocktail is going to go to Play It Forward this Saturday.
Okay.
So that's extremely impressive.
All right, so plan on that. Ernie's Manchester down in the Grove, is it
not?
Yeah,
down in the Grove, yep.
Okay. Also, another project we want to talk about, too, and bring somebody in about it as well. So tell us, and it involves Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Apparently it involves Justin Bieber. He's here on Saturday.
Yes, he's in town on Saturday for a concert. And Rose contacted me. She's on the line. We'll bring her in just a second. And they're looking, you know, Lauren put out this video as a cancer survivor, beautiful young girl, 13 years old. And she wants Justin Bieber to come to Cardinal Glennon's hospital to meet the cancer children in the ward. And Rose put this together. And they're getting a hold of his publicist, et cetera. And they asked for some guitars for him to sign. Yeah, and Play It Forward donated a few guitars this afternoon.
All right, well,
we have
Rose Fogarty on the line, actually. It's like,
hey, everybody. How are you?
Good. How's it going, Rose?
Really well.
So,
thanks for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about you. Are you with Cardinal Glennon?
Yes, I'm with Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center. I'm the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Foundation, and we raise money for the hospital.
Now, a lot of kids get treated there, and this girl, and I can't think of her name, but
Lauren,
who did the video, she has managed to capture the hearts of thousands of people that are following her story, yet there's all kinds of kids in there. So what do you think it is about her and this particular story that's got everybody so interested?
Well, Lauren is truly a champion, and I've met Lauren almost 2 years ago when I started working for Cardinal Glennon, and I saw her when she was going through her treatments. She had lost her hair. She was very sick and very scared, and to see her fight that fight, you know, personally, and we've had documentaries out there about her fight, to see her go through all that and then come to where she is today, you can't help but root for her, and she's just such a sweet, awesome girl, and for her to do this video in the way she did and have it be, it's been in 111 countries, and it's nearing 18,000 views right now. So it's pretty awesome.
So was this entirely her doing?
She of course needed a little help with the video, so we helped her produce that, and obviously took her all around town, and I certainly helped her promote it and get it out there. So it's a team effort for sure.
Now, when you've got someone like Justin Bieber, I mean, this guy's pretty well insulated, and there's demands on his time and people pulling this direction and that direction. How have we done to infiltrate that and get on his radar?
I've kind of laid low and let Lauren get all the contact to him, because really wanted it, you know, come from Lauren, because she's the one who's doing this campaign. And just in the last couple weeks, the last 2 weeks, I've kind of peppered my little contacts in through his people and started hitting it a little harder in the last few days. So I don't expect to even hear anything back from them. If he does come, we expect to get it like a last-minute call, you know, because his security is so tight that they really can't even tell anybody what he's doing until, like, he's on his way. So we're really hopeful, and we've gotten a couple hints that he could come, but you really, it is a matter of faith, and lots of miracles happen at Cardinal Glenn, and so this one would be nothing short of a miracle.
Yeah, one of the charities served by my foundation is Rainbow for Kids with Cancer, and they have, I joined them one day as we went down to Cardinal Glenn and brought, and I don't remember the high school, but we brought the entire marching band.
Oh, wow.
Into the lobby. Wow. And the kids were awesome, and the kids in the marching band, because the kids that were getting treatments were allowed to play the tuba and, you know, walk and touch the stuff, and it was just not the kind of thing you would expect to see in a hospital.
No. And speaking of marching bands, I just want to, you know, take this opportunity to thank Sam and play it forward. I'm a founder, co-founder of the St. Lou Crew for Joplin, and that's how Sam and I first connected. Play It Forward donated over 100 instruments to our musical instrument drive for Joplin High School Eagle Pride Band, and we delivered those instruments last summer, or the summer of 2011, to their band director, and it was absolutely amazing what she did just to gather, help us get all those instruments to Joplin. And then here we are again. I reached out to her, and she just totally came through for us. I mean, I was almost in tears today when she came by.
Wait a minute. So, this Sam? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I kid because I love. So, Rose, can we check in with you next week and see how and if it went down? I certainly hope this works out. But
I'd love to.
Let us know.
Yeah, I'll. Right. Hopefully, we'll hear something. You know, on Saturday, ask Rose to send me a little text to see if where to go. But this Lauren, she's reached out on Twitter. So if there's any Twitter followers of Justin Bieber out there in St. Louis,
thank you, Sam. Please follow Lauren at Lee315Lee, and you can find her link to her video on at Cardinal Glenn and Kid on YouTube. Tweet that link to Lauren and Justin Bieber at Justin Bieber, and we're going to pound his Twitter for the next 2 days.
All right, well, we'll see if we can't help you get this done. Thank you for staying up late and visiting with us, Rose, and I hope to get great stories come next week.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Rose. I'll see you soon, honey.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Be well. That's awesome.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
That was just a fun project for Play It Forward.
And it'll be even better if, you know, Monday we're talking about this because he stopped by Cardinal Glennon.
Yeah. So. And I think it's really cool. I mean, we took some beautiful acoustic guitars. Hopefully he will sign them when he shows up. And when they auction that guitar off weeks, months later, whatever event they'll do, it's going to raise a lot of money for the kids. I like
it. Well, good for you. You're amazing. Oh. And an inspiration.
Oh. Stop crying.
But you better have some music. And we'll get to that in just a second, letting you in on the local music scene. We'll do that with Samantha. It is the Thursday Night Musical. I forgot what it was called for a minute.
I know. We're all emotional here.
I'm just all Justin.
I just want to hear some Justin Bieber.
No,
I'm not
really there right
no?
now. No, that's really just
okay.
You know, this point.
I was wondering.
I think he's a lovely. I talked to his mom. You know, and had I thought about it, and I taped this before I knew about this stuff,
right.
I would have said something to his mother about it.
Oh, Oh, man. Can we call her right now?
No, I don't have
her. You got her number. Come on, let's call her up.
I know.
Let's do it right now.
No, she didn't give me her number and didn't say call me maybe. Thursday Night Music Club brought to you by City Music and Education Center.
Now, live from the Window World Studios, this is The Carney Show. Here's John Carney on the Big 550 and at KTRS.com.
All right, let's get back to it. Samantha Fisher with us from Play It Forward and Digging the Sound, and we do local music stuff. So turn us on. You were on a big roll last week. I was loving all the stuff.
I know.
I remember those early days. You were playing stuff. I was like, what the hell?
I think that's when Becca was doing the show.
Oh, yeah. Throw your old friend under the bus. All right, who's up first?
Echo Trace coming up this Friday, CD release party in Belleville, Illinois. The Belcourt Manor, 225 East A Street in Belleville from 8 to 11. $10 gets you in the door, and it includes their brand new CD. And any donations coming out of Belleville, you can drop them off, take them to this venue. And
like Echo instruments?
Trace, instruments, yes. Echo Trace is picking them up for Play It Forward. Very cool. My dear friend Randy Shanks. This guy's got the best voice. I love it. It's so raspy.
And we've featured them before, have we not?
We've done Echo Trace before, yeah, but this is their CD release, and this song is called The Ride.
Well, I don't need this. Well, it seems already I'm changing lanes, just in my car.
The Ride from Echo Trace, CD release party set for Friday in Belleville at Belcourt Manor, and a fundraiser, too, for Play It Forward. And if you bring an instrument, that would be appreciated, and your $10 cover gets you a copy of the CD as well. I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy that CD once Randy gives me one, I hope.
Give him $10.
Yeah, but for $10, that's what I meant.
All right, then. All right, you're one for one so far.
Good, good. This is one of my favorite artists that I've met last year. And you're going to be mad at me because he's not from St. Louis, but he's here in St. Louis.
Yeah, I know. And I know who he is.
Do you?
And I really like him.
Really?
I've seen a couple of his videos, and he's got a horn section, and his band is awesome.
I'm impressed.
Why?
No, I knew you'd know who it is.
Plays piano and sings, and like four horn players. And,
yeah, and he plays with his toes and his feet, and he's the most energetic musician I think I've ever seen. And he has an afro out to here, this big.
Yeah, I really wanted to go. I was disappointed that it was on a school night for me.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. You can check him out again at andyfrasco.com. And, yes, he's at the Oyster Bar performing right now. And John Johnson set up a double your money back. He always does a money back guarantee at the bar, which I think is kind of cool. If you really don't like the show, you tell him, he'll give you your money back.
What if you're not happy with your bar service?
No, you're always happy with your bar service.
Okay. What'd you bring from Andy Frasco?
Oh, this is a great track called Lock Me Down.
Come on, let's go, boy, let's go! All right, let me tell you something. Let me tell you a little story about an evil, evil girl. Wrap around the bottle, let her kidnap my world.
Andy Frasco, Lock Me Down. He's at the Oyster Bar tonight. He'll be back. AndyFrasco.com, too, the website, and wildly entertaining.
Oh, the best. I can't wait. I'm going to head down there and catch the last set.
Oh, all right. Well, I won't keep you. Could you maybe give us one more?
I'd love to. Broken English, which I love the name of that band, period, because I'm English.
I get it.
But I'm not broken.
No.
You can catch them Saturday night. They're having a Halloween bash at the world-famous Cactus Inn, which is 10570 Page Avenue.
Is it called the world-famous Cactus Inn?
I believe it is.
Wow.
I believe it is. It's been referred three times to me now as the world-famous Cactus Inn.
I've never been there. I like the name of it, though.
I like the name, too. Show starts at 9 o'clock, 9 to 1. I'm not sure about a cover charge, so we'll just say maybe $3, $5, $7. We don't know.
That's on Saturday.
That's on
And they've
Saturday.
Been around for a while. I remember seeing the name.
Yeah, Broken Name's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And this is a Maroon 5 track called Harder to Breathe.
Oh, I love this. We're going to go out with that. Thank you very much. And we'll talk about the Biebs come Monday if that thing works out at Cardinal Glen. I certainly hope so. And good work by you and Rose and everybody. So what?
No, I was going to break into Beaver Song again, but somebody, the producer, looked at me and shook his head.
Well, thank you.
I guess that was a no.
Oh, you're the producer now. Interesting.
Okay. Is it his last night? Are we going to say goodbye?
No, he's still going to be producing the show.
But not with us.
He's not going to be here at night.
Not at night.
Talk ill of him. Yeah, I don't want to get all weepy. Broken English and their rendition of Harder to Breathe. And our special rendition of Thursday Night Music Club, because with Dan Durkholz out, we instead will bring you a conversation with a man who's penned a book called Light and Shade, Conversations with Jimmy Page, Brad Tulinski. That's coming up next on the Thursday Night Music Club.
Getting home.